Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Gloria Loring on Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Marcia Mason, and I'm on Stardish Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Stardish Radio. Today is January 12th, 2010. I still can't get over that. 2010. I'm your host, Joanne. Phone number here, 347-945-5423. Tomorrow night will be a pre-recorded show of a luncheon that I attended with the Kramer women of One Life to Live. Featured little conversations I had with Kristen Alderson, Brittany Underwood, and the amazing Robin Strasser. Now, Robin Strasser has graciously agreed to do a live podcast on Sunday evening, the 24th of January at 9 p.m. Eastern. So, yes, Stardish Radio will broadcast on a Sunday night, specifically at the request of Ms. Robin Strasser. So do not miss that one. Tonight's guest is a returning favorite of mine, Ohemi Cornelius, actor, singer, triple threat, dad, everything that you want all rolled up into one. And he's got a new single that he is going to debut here tonight. So let's bring Ohemi on the phone. Hey, Ohemi, how are you, darling?
I'm great. How are you, Joanne?
I'm fine. Now, I have to say, I had to cancel on Ohemi last week because of my wonderful 17-year-old child. So I have to apologize to you for that.
The job of a
single mother with a teenage boy. Holy cow.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I imagine my mother being a single mother. And you go through a lot. I know it.
Boy, oh boy. Well, the point is you're here, and I'm happy to have you back. So tell me what's been going on with you.
Oh, it's a lot of great stuff that's been going on with me. I wrote a film that I'm going to be producing this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Life Date. It's what do you call those Curb Your Enthusiasm kind of movies?
Okay.
Yeah, it's an improv movie based off of one character who has this idea of a life date. If he does a lot of things with this one girl throughout the whole date, at the end of the day, he can have sex with her. So it's a rom-com, all of the improv, and it's a couple of guys that you know that's going to be in it, and it's going to be a great movie.
Now, is this the one that's going to be on the Blip.tv, or?
Oh, this one right here, it's actually, we're going for small distribution, small-time distribution.
Okay.
We want to just do it independently, really control the path of the movie.
Oh, okay, I get you.
Control the audience that loves it. You know, we're trying to nurture our audience, if you will.
Right. Okay, yeah. That sounds interesting. And who's going to be in that with you?
Right now, as prospects, we have up Julia Weldon. She's a guitarist and actress. I met her through Nightstar. We have Tobias Truvion. We have Tracy Bonner. And we have myself, Ohemi Cornelius.
Wonderful.
Also, we have a couple of cameos by Al Thompson, Greg Bastian, Crystal Farris, a couple of other people that's really on the ship.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. Oh, all right. That's great. Tobias, for those of you that remember Tobias from One Life to Live, a role that was just cut way too short for my friend there, I think, as Vincent. So I'm glad to see that he's out there and doing things, making it big.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of great work, and I'm really honored that he would even consider doing something that I put pen to paper to, because, you know, it's enough start, and he's been in the game for so long, and I look up to him as a person who's a part of the Hollywood nature, so I really appreciate him and extending his services.
Yeah, I always thought that he was cut short on One Life to Live. He's an amazing talent, and I don't think they gave his character enough room to grow. You know, they kind of turned him into a cheating bastard, which was really pissed everybody off, but, you know, it was just so out of character. Bad writing for that one. But let's see. Do you want me to play the song now so we can jump on that and tell us about the song?
Okay. So I've been doing this musical called Zinzi, and the producers of Zinzi are Phyllis McBride and Roger Bartlett. Roger Bartlett is doing the music for it. So I've been acting in Zinzi, and they have been nurturing my musical talents. So Roger's like, if you need help with any music, come to me. So that's what I decided to do. And I had this song I played on the guitar, strumming on the guitar and singing. And I was like, Roger, man, I really enjoy what you do, and I need you to pep this up for me. Make it tighter. Make it more palatable. Because he's like, you have the talent, but we have to hone it in. Right now you're doing this, you're doing this, you're doing this. You have to focus the chi. What do you want to do first on the track? And so he helped me focus my chi, so I worked with Roger Bartlett. And the song is called Love Is. And
I have the opportunity to preview, and I guarantee you people that you will love this. So let's play Love Is by Ohene Cornelius.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Excuse me.
2010,
beautiful.
First radio station, first time it's playing, and I felt the love. I really felt the love. Thank you.
Oh, my
thank
God.
You.
It's
made
it's
one
gorgeous,
of my dreams come true.
Gorgeous song. It's incredibly gorgeous. That's all I can say. Anyone that wouldn't use you or sign you has got to be a complete damn fool. That's what I got to say about that. Okay,
appreciate
and I can say that. So I'll say it. You don't got to say it. I'll say it. We do have a couple callers here, Sweet Pea. So let me pick somebody up here. Area code 347. That is New York, I believe. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm trying to talk to Ohani. I'm a big fan.
Okay.
What's up, Rich?
How you doing, my friend?
Everything's good, man. How are you?
I'm great, great. I love your video, man.
Oh, thank you. This right here is Richard Benenji. He's the director of the Ooh Baby video. He think he's slick.
I love it.
Yeah, so he think he's slick.
I love that video.
Out there. Thank
I have
you
to
very
say
much.
That it was a very great video. I love that video.
Yeah,
thank
we
you.
Could go see that on YouTube.
Yes, we'll put the link up definitely.
It's always an honor to work for a great artist like Ohani. He's given me so much inspiration, just to let you know, guys.
That's
Richard,
wonderful.
I appreciate that, man. Thanks for the love, man. Richard is, like, we and Richard have been working together for quite some time, and we have been coming up together, both going from guerrilla-style video to more professional. We're all like, all right, the talent's there for both of us. He has the magic eye, and I have the magic beans, I guess, and we plan it together, and I really love the work we do. It's fun. It's so relaxed. He's building the website, working on the website. He's going to help out with the film. So Richard Benenji is one of the guys that everyone should be going out there and checking out his vision, his visual style, the way he takes music and puts it forth. And
mm-hmm.
redmanstudios.com, if you can.
Absolutely. It was a great video. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, Richard.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Did you want to ask Ohani something? Did you want to say something else to your friend here?
Yes, I just want to let everybody know that, Ohani is a great artist, and I just want to thank him for giving me an opportunity like this for this year. I think this year is going to be a great year.
2010, baby. That's where it's at.
Yeah, 2010.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Richard.
Thank you.
All right, Richard,
okay.
Man. Check you later, bud. Yeah.
Have a wonderful night. 2010 is the year there, Ohani. It certainly is. Let's see. We have some area code 917. What's your name? Hello? Area code 917. Well, I think they're shy.
Did we lose you? 917?
No, they're there. You know what? They don't have their hand up. I'm just putting them on the spot. So some people, you know how some people call into the switchboard just so they listen because they're not by a computer or something. So
yeah.
I was just trying to put somebody on the spot, because that's what I do.
Okay, that's cool.
That's what I do. So that's okay. All right. So what do we got coming up next? Let's see. After Love Is, what kind of video are you going to do for that? Or do you have anything in mind?
Yeah, we're going to do, I don't want to give too much of the video away, but
mm-hmm.
we're going to do a video that portraits, I don't want to say portrays, it's portraits or portraits
okay.
or
mm-hmm.
The human face and body as an oddity rather than as an entity.
Okay.
So we want to show the different ways we see ourselves in society
mm-hmm.
and not distort it, but put it to its reality, not make it into a movie of fantasy, but instead
right.
make it the reality that it is and make that beautiful, like the song is.
Right.
The beauty in the song is that it's real and the
right.
lyrics are real and you connect to it on a visceral level.
Right.
As well as a spiritual level. So we want to project that in the video.
Wonderful. Now, you have a few other appearances coming up on Blog Talk Radio that
yes.
I want to throw out there, too, so everybody can, you know, because it's all about cross-promoting on Blog Talk as far as I'm concerned. There's no show that's better than the other. I do think that everybody deserves, you know, their shout-out, and especially when they're promoting such wonderful, wonderful stuff. So we have you for January 15th this week with Sean Shelton.
Yes, I'll be out in California on Friday. I touched down in California on Friday, so I'll be giving that interview actually from LA's hottest spot in LA. It's a club. I can't remember the name right now. Sorry, I don't have my itinerary in front of me, but I will be there. And I'll be giving that interview as basically a throwback from where I started from and then getting to now. So we're going to play Love Is again for people who haven't heard it yet, but it's going to start from a long time ago, maybe about 3 or 4 years ago, with some of the music and the chances that I've taken with music.
Okay. And then on January 21st with Kim E. Underwood.
Yes.
Her show, Blockstar. Okay.
Yeah. Blockstar is basically a song I did with J-Bug out of Atlanta and Drastic Measures. They're two hip-hop artists. Drastic Measures is from Harlem. I know both these artists very well, and I really respect their career. So we wanted to do like a cross-marketing, cross-promotion. So we're going to do – everybody's going to play their single, then they're going to play the songs together that we have together. I have a song with J-Bug on my last album called Negropolis. I have a song with Drass on his mixtape called Dumb Out. J-Bug has his single with Killer Mike. I don't know if you ever heard of Killer Mike, but he was with – Outcast and rhymed with Goody Mob for a little bit. And
okay.
Yeah. So it's just cross promotion, and then I did the hook and made the beat, and J-Bug and Draft spit on it. So we're just working as a cross promotional team and trying to blend together our audiences.
You know what? That's just like the best thing to hear is that when artists can get like that with each other. Because there was a guy, this actor Kiko Ellsworth. No, I'm sorry, not Kiko. Matthew Borlenghi. And, you know, he had posted something on his Facebook page. He says, you know, I really hope that in 2010 people are just going to help each other just for the sake of helping them, you know, to get ahead. And I could see that in you, that if somebody came to you and needed a chance, you know, to prove themselves in this business because you know how hard it is, that you would do that. And I think that's what it's all about. And I think it's great that you guys are doing that.
Yeah, I would definitely do that. I know it's weird right now. You hear some music in the background. I'm actually coming from seeing Avatar, and it was one of the most amazing movies I've ever seen. It brought up so much emotion. It brought up so much just different ideas. So I just wanted to give a well-to-do to James Cameron and Zoe Saldana and the rest of the cast. I don't know the rest of the cast name, but they were amazing, like literally brought emotions. It was very moving.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. I didn't see it yet myself either yet, so that should be great.
And yeah, it's 3D too. You got to go see it in 3D.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I saw people jumping out at you.
You know, Oheni can also be found on Twitter. I didn't realize that. I'm looking at this now, and I'm like, oh, okay. Because I thought about it this week, but you know what? I've been so absolutely crazy, and I'm not a Twitter girl. I'll do Twitter for the show and promotions, of course, you know. But so everybody follow Oheni Cornelius on Twitter.com, and his name is at Oheni, O-H-E-N-E Cornelius, and he can be found on MySpace as well. And he's got his website, OhenyCornelius.com. And tell me a little bit about the Blip.TV.
The Blip.TV, we've actually released our first part of our comedy series, Depravity. Right now, that's who I was at the movies with, just having a think tank at the movies with Dylan's younger brother, Devin. Devin is in Depravity. He's dancing. If you go to Blip.TV and watch it. So basically, Blip.TV is like the next level. I was telling Richard yesterday, YouTube is like the public access of the internet right now. And mm-hmm. although it's a best, it's a module to get people to watch you, there's an upper echelon, there's a tighter risk to take. And Blip TV is that. So we have the channel on Blip TV, and we're promoting the first comedy series, Depravity. And mm-hmm. if you go on blip.tv/O'Henny Cornelius, you can go check out Depravity. You can go check out all of the other videos I have up there. But Depravity is part one, and then we're working on part two and three right now as we speak.
It's too funny, too. You really, I mean, for people who like the comedy, especially, and it's not light comedy, so, you know, it's graphic comedy and it's profanity comedy. It's funny stuff. It's, you know, you can just say it, damn it, it's like funny shit. You really have to go look at it. It's on Funny or Die. It's you guys will really love it, I guarantee you. I'll post another link for that, too.
Well, Depravity is definitely on funnyordie.com as well,
mm-hmm.
as well
mm-hmm.
as .tv. And on Funny or Die, we've actually gotten a lot of hits so soon. And
yeah.
we're following some of the modules of Seth Rogen and Judd Apatow, those cats who really produce their own stuff and produce their own independent things, and people love it, though. And they have a following,
yeah.
and a major market wants to buy it, and that's what we want to do. We want to get people to buy our product. But I don't feel like it's always my job to produce the most socially conscious stuff, even though in the Depravity you get your socially commentary, you get your social commentary, but
right.
it doesn't all have to be delivered in a straightforward way.
No, not at all. Not at all. I completely agree with you. Have fun while you're doing it, and it can be done in so many different ways. Absolutely. Not everybody got to be politically correct.
Yes. Well, you know, I there's the time and the place. We go back and forth. I'm going to do Brown Baby with Miles Maker, and that's a more serious project. That's a project where I get to dwell in, and, if that's a word, dive in and really enjoy the process of being serious.
There's room
lady,
for all of it, you know.
Yes.
And there's room for all of it. You know, like you said, there's a time and a place for it. So it is what it is. Funnyordie.com, blip.tv, that's a different place. And then when you're with certain people, you're a certain way. And I love all of the aspects of it. So in any way, shape, or form it comes, you know, it all says the same thing but in different ways.
Yes, that's definitely what it's about. It's about putting forth your... For me, it's about putting forth your education and your business to have fun and to learn and to grow and be creative. So there's different amounts of creativity in each person. Anna right here in front of me has a different amount of creativity. Devin right here in front of me has a different amount of creativity. Joanne on the phone with me has a different amount of creativity, and we all have to enjoy that.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to bring on another caller, Sweetie, from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. This is Linda. Linda.
Linda.
Wait a minute. Linda?
Hello.
You there?
Hello, Linda.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. I want to let you know that your song is amazing. It was the first time I've ever heard it, but I love it.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Very, very nice. Joanne, I think that may be a new theme song for the show.
Okay, you know, he's just got some stuff. I'm going to have to talk to him, though, you know, about doing something,
know.
You know.
That'll definitely be another conversation. I just wanted to let you know it was very good. I really liked it. I mean, it's kind of like in my head, and I've only heard it once.
Yes. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you, Linda. We're just trying to produce the best work as possible, and I appreciate every aspect of you listening. And go to the website and play the music and download the song and be a part of what we create, please. We appreciate
yes,
it.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I just wanted just to ask you just a quick question.
Absolutely.
Early on, growing up, who were some of your, I guess, role models or inspirations? I know that you've gone the athletic route. Obviously you went to school, and you know you've got so many things, I guess, that you've kind of done over the years growing up. But early on, who were some of your kind of role models or inspirations?
Definitely, as an actor, Sidney Poitier, Bill Cosby. As a comedian, Richard Pryor. More recently, Adam Sandler. as a musician, Etta James, Jimi Hendrix, the Beatles. I think one that my mother and father played on the radio. My father has this one song when he paints, and it goes, "My love has no bottom, my love has no top." I had no idea who sings it, but he always plays it when he's painting. So every time I come in the house, that song is playing. So whatever that song is, that has a great effect on my life, on my heart. He came into my life at a really dangerous point, and he saved me. He was like, "Son, I'm here for you. I love you." And it's the first time he really did that for me. And I stayed with him, and this became our constant thread. So whatever that song is, I don't remember what the name of the song is, but that song right there is one of the biggest influences in my life.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how, you know, a certain song will take you back, or, you know, a certain movie.
Somewhere.
And it's good. But I just wanted to thank you so much for coming on and sharing your work with all of us. And I wish you nothing but success in this year. And thanks, Joanne, for introducing me to his work. I really enjoyed it. And good luck to you.
Thank you very much. We definitely need it.
Okay. Hopefully you'll be down in South Florida soon. We have a little bit warmer weather than what you guys are getting up there.
Oh, okay. I'm going to be in the Atlanta area on the 14th, so of February. So
okay.
Maybe we can meet up somewhere in the middle.
There you go. Well, I'll definitely check your website out, and happy and safe travels over to California.
Thank you very much, Linda, and be safe.
Okay, you too. Take care. Bye-bye, Joanne. I'm going to go ahead and stay on, okay?
Okay, thanks, Linda. Well, you know what I forgot to ask you the last time you were on, Oheni, was I need you to do a promo for Stardish. You know, that's like a staple where, you know, I have a guest on and they do, "Hey, this is Oheni Cornelius on Stardish Radio. I got one from Tobias. Now I need one from you." I never got one. I don't know why I didn't get it, but I'm going to get it today.
Okay, we can definitely get it today. Let me get in the right area, the right arena, so every time it plays you can hear the right atmosphere.
There you go, New York.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready whenever you are, hon.
This is Oheni Cornelius, and I'm on Stardish Radio.
And that couldn't be more perfect. Everyone, please go check out OhenniCornelius.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Oheni Cornelius. And, of course, all these links will be posted for you guys for easy access for you. Stardish Radio website is still down and under construction, but once it's up and running, of course, they'll still be posted up there. But in the meantime, you can find them on the Stardish Radio page on Facebook. You can find Oheni on Facebook as well. He's just all over the place, so there's no excuse whatsoever for you not to listen to his music or see his videos or his, what do we call them, the movios.
Movios, thank you.
There we go. Let's go watch the movios. And Ooh Baby is one of my favorites, so definitely check it out. Oheni, you know you're always welcome. I thank you so much. And 2010, baby, it's your year.
I appreciate that, Joanne. Thank you, too. And 2010 is all of our year. We enjoy it and being part of the love of the process of growth. And all the listeners and all the people tuned in, keep listening to Joanne on Stardish Radio because it's the best. And we love to her. We love to see her and hear her and love to have her return to us. All right, Joanne?
Wonderful. Thanks, Oheni. You enjoy the rest of your night, and we'll talk soon.
I will do so. Have a great night.
Okay, you too. Everyone, don't forget to tune in tomorrow for the pre-recorded show of the Kramer Luncheon that was at ABC Studios. And on Sunday, January 24th, Robin Strasser. See you next time. Bye-bye.